33, 1-5. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Praise the Lord with harp, sing unto him with the psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song, play skillfully with a loud noise. For the word of the Lord is right, all his works are done in truth. He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. Amen. Father, we're grateful for your goodness. Lord, I need your help tonight. Help me to share my heart. Help me to preach your word. Help me to stay focused. Lord, I want to say what you want me to say. Lord, I pray that you speak to hearts tonight. Because you are good. You're so good to us. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to silence. I never do this. I'm really sorry. Brother David, sorry. Okay. Our trip to England was so, so good. 3 days in, Callie had the worst asthma attack of her entire life. We went to the house that we were staying at in Plymouth, where, the pilgrims set off. We saw the steps. We saw the bakery, the hotel they stayed in. We ate fish and chips. It was awesome. We go to the house. There's a cat. Callie's allergic to cats. Throws her into the absolute worst asthma attack that she's ever had in her entire life. I'm allergic to cats. My eyes, like, red and itchy. It was terrible. But we tried to tough it out because we try not to be wimps, right? And these people are hosting us in their home. So we stay one night. Callie uses, I think, her inhaler probably 40 times within 8 hours. If you have asthma, that's not good. You know that. So the next morning, we were going to just talk to them and be like, hey, we're going to go get a hotel. We'll be in and out as much as we can. But we wake up to a storm that has shut down the entire country because of 100-plus mile-per-hour winds. And I know in Lubbock, we're like, man, wind's blowing 100 miles per hour out there. Yeah, but this was actually happening. Like, trees were falling. It was insane. It was crazy. So we didn't leave the house until about 8 o'clock that night when the wind stopped. Well, so we spent about 48 hours in this house that had the cat. So Callie got worse and worse and worse. So we finally find the one available hotel room in the entire city of Plymouth because some random conference is going on. And we get upstairs, walk into our room, and I'm not kidding, we're in the hallway and the hall is full of cigarette smoke. I don't know if the floor was a smoking floor. I don't know. I told Callie, get in the room, put the towel down, and I'm just going to go figure it out. And so I go downstairs and I ask the lady, I was like, hey, so it's just terrible cigarette smoke. We're here because my wife can't breathe, all this stuff. And literally no other room. We got the one. So we start to call around. This is about 9:30 now. We unload everything out of the room and we get into the car and I start to call around trying to find a room. My phone is in a foreign country, so it's not really working very well. It's very slow. I'm trying to find a room. My wife's breathing was this bad. She goes, okay, sounds good. I mean, it was that. We should have went to the ER. I know, I'm a terrible husband, and you can hit me later, but it was that bad. So finally, pouring down rain, 9:30 at night, we find a house. Okay. The kids are exhausted. They're still jet lagged. It just was not a good night. 2 days later, the plan was to leave Plymouth and go to Manchester. So we're at this house. We don't have a ride. We don't have a car. And so I call an Uber. They take us from the house to the train station. We get into the train station. I start to talk to the person at the ticket counter, and they say, all trains are shut down today. I said, excuse me? She said, all the high winds the other day, there's trees all over the tracks, the wind is still blowing 60, 70, 80 miles per hour, all trains are shut down. I said, okay, so when can I get to Manchester? She says, if you can get there today, you'll get there about 11:30 tonight. Okay, remember we got two little kids, Hadley Bell, no car. And I know the thought is just rent a car and drive to Manchester. Opposite side of the car, opposite side of the road. Okay, no. All right. The next week overall at the missionary retreat in Manchester was pretty good, other than Callie was still struggling with her breathing from her asthma attack. So after the retreat in Manchester, we hopped on a train from Manchester to Carlisle. While in Carlisle, most of the people at the retreat and the people we're staying with test positive for COVID. Callie lost her taste, her smell, felt pretty yucky. Hadley had a fever, a cough, what she calls issues, tissue issues, a stuffy nose. I was fatigued, had a cough, sore throat, lost my smell. We had COVID for the second time, for the first time in a foreign country, but we had COVID again. Bo, he ran a fever, and he ran a fever, and he ran a fever. He had a terrible cough. His breathing was bad, bad, bad. So much so, Bo got to experience the socialistic healthcare they call the NHS and went to the emergency room in a foreign country. Callie took Bo and they went to the ER actually by themselves because everybody else had a fever. Couldn't get into the hospital. So Callie and Bo go into the ER and that was our time in Carlisle. We actually stayed an extra day. We were about to head to London, but we stayed an extra day in Carlisle. After all of this, the extra day, we headed to the train station in Carlisle. We get there, and I had to reserve seats for this train, and our ticket was a foreign ticket, so it was kind of weird. So we had to reserve seats for this train. We get into the train station. What you got to know about train stations in England is they're not heated, they're not cooled, it's just open air. So it's like 35, 36, 37 degrees. It's cold. We all just got done being sick, and our train is delayed 45 minutes. We showed up on time, but it wasn't going to be there. So we're sitting there in the cold, in the train station, and you're thinking, well, you could have went to a coffee shop. We had so much stuff. My word, it was a miracle we got there, okay? We had bags, we had strollers, we had car seat. No, I was like, babe, we're just going to stay here. If you want to go, I will sit in the cold. Well, a train going to London pulls up. We hop on. We load all of our stuff onto this train, throw it on. We get on the train, and we start walking to the car that our ticket says. And I'm walking high. I'm like, we're in first class. That guy bumped me for no reason. So we go, sit down in first class. I'm like, this is the way to take a train. The ticketer comes by, says, hey, can I see your ticket? Sure. You're on the wrong train. Oh, my word. Oh, my word. I said, is this train going to London? She said, yes. I said, how much does it cost for me just to ride this train to London? And she said, well, we're actually going to go up to Edinburgh. So Carlisle's here, Edinburgh's here, London's way down here. And she says, we're actually going north and then back south. So you're going to want to get off at the next station. Oh, my word. Okay. So we unload everything, sit in the cold again, and then we arrived in London. Right? Right. As we are riding to London, we find out all of the subway workers, the tube workers, are on strike. That's the main way to get around that city. So we pull into King's Cross Station, and I tell my wife, it's only a 20-minute walk. So we lug all of our stuff that we took to the place we were staying. The entire subway system opened back up the Sunday we were there, so we took the tube over to the Kensington area where the church that we were going to go to was at. Well, we walk up, and I look in the doors, and there's a guy up there who looks like he's supposed to be the preacher. And I'm like, they're not supposed to be starting until like 15 minutes from now. We're at the wrong church. I'm like, are we... As pastor would say, are you kidding me? You know? So me and Callie, I look, I'm like, hey, it's only a 12-minute walk.
So we book it over to the other one. We catch the end of this one. We catch the middle of this one. So we got a full church service in there somewhere, right? So we spent our days in London, and then it was time to head to Cornwall. Cornwall, if you look at England, is shaped like this. Cornwall's here, so it's like a four-hour train ride from London. We take an Uber to Paddington Station, and we arrived with plenty of time, like plenty. So we're walking in, we get into Paddington, and I'm looking for the part that I recognize, and I'm like, what in the world? We finally find it, and I'm like, okay, I know where we're at. So I'm like, Callie, we need some coffee and some food. So you take the kids, I'll take all this stuff, and when the platform for our train is clear and there, we'll get on and we will go. I said, okay. So Callie goes and the platform pops up on the screen. So I'm like, sweet, we have tons of time. They just started loading. We're actually gonna get, so on trains there's seats with tables and then there's seats with no tables. We wanted a table because Hadley needed a color, okay? So I hop on this train, I get into car J. Now that's an important detail, okay? Car J. So we throw all this stuff in, I throw all this stuff into car J, and I'm not kidding. I sit down in my seat, and I'm like, I got a table? And this has been the most non-hectic pre-train trip we've had. And then as soon as I get that thought out of my mind, an announcement comes on. Cars A through G will be the only ones going past Plymouth. Guess what? We're going past Plymouth. And I'm in J, G-H-I-J. I'm three cars, I missed it. So what do? I stand up, I grab my daughter's pink llama backpack, my backpack, and another bag, and I run to car, I think it was D, because all the other ones looked full. So I ran to car D, and I'm telling, if I'm lying, I'm dying. I was in the station, and when I got to car D, I was outside. No roof, that's how far it was. So I go all the way to car D, time out. I text my wife, hey, we're in car J. I got us a table. And I screenshot a picture of her ticket. And I said, this will get you through. I look down as I'm going to car D. None of my texts have gone through. So I say, okay, change to car D. Lord, please help these texts go through. Amen. And I run back to car J. And I grab my suitcases. And I get all the suitcases, all the luggage, the car seat. I hated that car seat. I wanted to burn it. I got it all, and I'm pushing, and just something inside of me says, hey, look behind you. I look behind me, and there's my family getting on car J. So I did the most American thing I could do. I yelled, hey, Cal! Sorry, all these people, my word, you know, I mean, it was so... I'm pushing all of these things. I'm pushing all of this stuff. We get onto our train car, and I'm like I said, if I'm lying, I'm dying right now. I am drenched in sweat, just sweating profusely. And my wife's looking at me. She's like, what happened? I was like, all the things. So I'm not kidding. We get on this train. We load it all up. I sit in my chair. The train starts to roll. That's how close it was. As I tell you all of this, the thought may be, where's God's goodness in all of that? As Callie and I talked about this over the last few days, we laughed and we laughed, just like we did here. I mean, it's just so funny to talk about now. We also took time just to praise the Lord because he answered prayer. Because we asked the Lord, give us a taste. Oh, don't ever pray this. Give us a taste of real life. Oh, taste and see. We got it. But he answered, and we praised the Lord for it, and it was crazy, right? Now remember, this psalm right here is a psalm of praise. It's a call for people to praise the Lord. We're going to go through it quick. Why praise God? Because it's proper, and it's beautiful, and it's the right thing for an upright person to do, is to praise the Lord. It doesn't say, whine and complain with the harp, right? So let's praise the Lord. Okay, look at verse 4. For the word of the Lord is right. God's word is perfect, holy, righteous, and leads you in the right direction every time. Second part of verse 4. and all his works are done in truth. The works of God are an outpouring of the promises he's made within his word. Amazing thought. Verse 5, he loves righteousness and judgment. That's all I wrote because it's pretty obvious, right? And then we get to 5, second part of 5. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. So if the earth is full of his goodness, then we must experience his goodness almost, if not constantly. Take a breath. There it is. Blink your eyes and look around. There it is. Think a thought. His goodness. He's good. His earth is full of it. And if the earth is full of his goodness, then I wrote this down. Quite honestly, our lives are absolutely full of his goodness. Now, I want to illustrate this. Brother Keith, can you come on up? Is there anybody in the sound booth, Jackson? Hey, Brother Allen, will you turn the red one on for me? Here you go, buddy. So Keith is going to be our illustration tonight. I wrote negativity on this card, okay? If you can't see it, you can smell it because I use a really strong Sharpie from Brother Gerald. It's bad. It says negativity on it. So Keith, tell us, what can you see?
A piece of paper.
Say it again.
A card.
A card.
A card. So you can't see anything else?
Not really.
Not really. All right. Keith, what can you see?
Negativity.
Okay, so negativity. What can you see anything else? You. Just looking straight at the card.
Not really.
No, not really. Okay. What can you see?
You.
What else?
Church.
The church? What else?
The screen back there.
Can you see this? Mm-hmm. Like hardly? Is this not the focus? What is it? Can you see this?
Mm-hmm.
But you saw the church, you saw me, you saw the screen. Okay. Brother Sean, will you hold that? Just hold it up nice and high. What do you see?
Sean holding up a card.
What else? What else do you see? What else do you see? Tell us all about it. Look around.
The church.
Okay. Sean, will you pass that back to Brother Dave? Brother Dave, will you pass that back to the McLeans? There's right behind you. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. Brother Tim, will you hold it up? All right. What do you see, Keith?
Brother Tim holding up the card.
Okay. What else? Is that your main focus? Or is it kind of small now?
It's small.
Okay, will you pass that back? Like, pass it to Jack Griffin. Jack, hold it up, bro. What do you see, Jack? I mean, Keith?
Jack holding up a card.
Okay, but can you read that? Can you read that card?
No.
No, you can't read it? Okay, do you see other people here?
Mm-hmm.
You see the church? You see the screen? You see the sound booth? You see the balcony?
Yep.
Okay, pass it back to Brother Carl. All the way, Brother Brian. Just crumble it and throw it if you need to. Thanks, Brother Ty. Okay. Keith, can you read that?
No.
Okay, if you didn't know what it was, could you tell me what it was at all?
No.
You'd be like, why is Carl holding that up?
Yeah.
Okay. So, if you're standing up here with me, what are you going to focus on?
The church people.
The church people? Okay. So just hear me out. So Brother Carl's holding up this card, and my daughter poked me in the eye, so I'm pretty sure my eyesight's forever gone, and I can't read that either. Here's the amazing thing, is when you strive to focus on the goodness of the Lord, the negative things are, what even is that? When you strive to see the goodness, And I just think, okay, so I'm done with you. Thanks, bud. So I start to think, okay, Brother Carl, I want you to hold that card up, though, because I want to talk about it. There he is. Everybody look at Brother Carl. Some of you back row Baptists can read it. But some of us up here can't even see it, right? Hardly we'd even notice. You're like, why is that random dude's arm up in the air, right? It's an amazing thing when you start to just look around in your life and start to see, man, God's goodness. God's goodness. God's goodness in the smoking section. God's goodness over here. And you look over here and you see, what is Brother Carl doing? And so you know what some people want to do? I'm going to find out. I'm going to see what this man's doing. And some people get here and go, it's upside down, Brother Carl. Actually, I lied. It's not. I still can't read it. And some people get here and they go, negativity. Nope. And they walk away. But some people go like this. Brother Carl, Brother Carl. And all you see is the negativity. And you don't focus on the goodness of the Lord. And you begin to only see the things that you think are negative. And you say, God, why did you bring us across the ocean so my wife could have the worst asthma attack in the world? The worst one she's ever had. But we tried not to focus on it. You know what we tried to focus on? A man that these missionaries have been ministering to. His name is Bill. Loaning us a nebulizer. Very un-British. He doesn't know us. And so we go and we pick up this nebulizer. I don't take Callie because she's feeling terrible. I have Hadley with me. And let me tell you something about Hadley Bell. She can break down some walls, cultural, everything. So we go into Bill's house. He's a potter. And Bill, and we're in his shop, and he's showing us these things. And we tell him, hey, well, we've met him before, and then we called him, and he was like, oh, is that Hadley's family? That's what he said. And he goes, yeah. We told him, yeah, that's us. And he goes, okay, let me see. And he has cancer. He's in terrible health. They're trying to lead him to the Lord, and he gives us this nebulizer with medicine that works and supplied it, and it was amazing. Well, okay. A few days later, with all the canceled trains and all this other stuff, I Facebook call with the terrible Wi-Fi in the train station, the guy that's running the retreat in Manchester, and I say, hey, there's no trains going out. What do I need to do? And he doesn't answer the phone. Another guy answers and he says, actually, we're still here. They were supposed to leave earlier. They're still in the driveway. And he says, we've had car troubles this morning. Batteries are not working correctly. All of these things, we've been delayed. We can actually just come pick you up. Amen. Okay, time out. Did you catch that? Like, it just happenstance. They had car problems. And they pick us up from the train station, so we don't have to get there at 11:30 at night. Okay, that wasn't good enough for you. Here we go. The week we all had COVID and Bo went to the ER. God's good because we had pretty mild cases of the Rona. And with the socialism and the socialistic health care, the ERs are worse than they are here. Callie goes into the ER by herself. Praise the Lord, we're in a country they speak English. We walk in, Callie starts to answer these questions, and they instantly get her and Bo back. Back to the back. The doctors or the nurse gave Bo the medicine that they gave, and we couldn't break his fever for 36 hours. It broke his fever in within 20 minutes. I'm just saying. They gave him some more medicine. His breathing improved that fast. They made it back from the ER less than 3 hours. You see what I'm saying? We got on the wrong train. But man, we rode in first class for over an hour. That was awesome. And they gave us free OJ. Man, it was cool. We were riding in style. I'm telling you, I almost rode to Edinburgh and back. I'm not lying to you. The tube employees on strike. You know, honestly, the place we stayed was in a fantastic central location. Yeah, it was kind of a walk, but we got to see more people walking, and rather than just cramming onto trains, we saw how they adjust and how they respond to things like this. Because in America, it was so fun after about 4.5 weeks to watch Americans that just got there. It was so fun because you could tell they weren't used to everything, and in America, if you miss something, it's like, bah! Because customer service is terrible, right? Well, in England and in the UK, they miss a train or something gets canceled. They're kind of like, oh, okay. They just kind of go on with their day. And so the tube stations, everything was shut down. Nobody could ride on the tube. People were cramming into buses. But it was just so cool to watch their culture. The Lord just gave us an eye-opening view of them. We ask for that. That's God's goodness. The wrong church service. Well, we got to experience two churches, both very different from one another. But here's the crazy thing. Both were a part of the same church, just two separate campuses. Did you hear that? That's how inconsistent their religion is. One of them was a mega church, if you use the U version, Nikki Gumbel. Yeah, that was crazy. But God gave us the opportunity to see these things and see, even in big churches, you know what they do after every church service? They serve tea, coffee, and biscuits. Every church service. Every single one we went to, except for Westminster, honestly. And then the fiasco at the train station, having to change cars, having to get to, you know, settle in and then have to get back up. It was just good for me because it showed me our family could handle travel in a foreign country. That's the first time out of the country. I was a nervous wreck, like, forever. But then we just did it and we just adjusted and we went on with it. It was just the Lord said, hey, I got you and you got this. It was just an encouragement. God was just so good to us. And He still is just so good to us. And if we live on the same earth, that means this earth is full of His goodness. It fills this place. It fills every place we go, which means you get to experience it. But the question tonight is, where's your focus? And I say I'm burdened for this group over here because Colin Hendricks and his family has experienced a lot of change. But so is that group over there. I walked into almost a new youth department when we got back. We had like 8, 9, 10 new kids. I walk in and I'm the stranger. Hey, y'all, who are you? Everybody knows you, but I don't know. You know, it's crazy. It was like the uncle that got out of jail or something. And we're almost out of time, but we all respond to change differently. But when changes and transitions are taking place, you got to take the things that can seem like negativity and don't make them the focus and the biggest thing. And it's a daily process. It's a daily process where you got to take a step back. Okay, God, there's some negativity there, but I can kind of see what you're doing. The picture's a little bit bigger. He says, child, take a step back. Okay, Lord, I see the changes. I feel the changes. I feel the tug both ways on my heart. Lord, you have us go into a meeting. The second Sunday, we're gone, and I don't want to be gone, but I'm going to go because this is what you've called me to do. Take a back, step back, son. Okay. And I take a step back, and I look again. And it's smaller, but I know it's there. And I want it to be my focus. My sinful flesh wants it to be the focus, but He says, look up, look around. He says, Colin Hendricks, Bethany Baptist Church is bigger than you. And as bad as you want those teenagers to serve the Lord, if you don't exemplify what God wants you to see, His goodness, they won't follow. And I've tried to be positive, but God, it's so hard. It's so hard because I don't understand. Why let me plant my roots here? Why let me love this place so, so much? And they feel like you just tear us out.
Son, take a step back. Okay. The gospel's bigger than you. My work and my plan is bigger than you. Colin, you have to submit. And you can't. You have to see my goodness. Though I know it's hard for you to see it, you have to see my goodness. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, God's goodness part number two is this. Get off the negative and get on His goodness. Amen. Stop focusing on the things that are hard and the things you do not like. Stop focusing on the things that maybe you don't even understand. And look at the Lord and see something bigger is going on than what you think. His earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. It's absolutely full, ladies and gentlemen. The question tonight is this. Where's your focus? Are you focused on the changes you don't like? On the things that are going wrong? Are you focused on the goodness of the Lord?